Back in 1957, I was told, my parents and my godparents took me to St. Mary's in Wayne, Michigan on the west side. Father John Haney baptized me, Joseph John Gimbala, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so many, many, many years ago. My parents and my godfather have gone unto heaven. My godmother is still alive, God bless her. And over the many, many, many years and journeys and callings, I ended up being a priest. Because 30 years after that, I was ordained a deacon on my 30th birthday, June the 6th, 1987. I was 30, I was ordained a deacon, which meant I could baptize, and baptize I did. I baptized many, many people. I'm willing to bet I baptized most of you young people here. I'm looking out at all some of the young people I see out there. Yeah, I baptized that one, I baptized that one, you know? And it got me to thinking about names, and what do names mean, and what is the importance of names, and why do we make a big deal about names in the church? We really do, don't we? We begin Mass in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I mean, that's how we say it, right? Right? Well, I bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You're blessed in the name. Begin Mass with the name. You conclude Mass with. And of course, you're named at your baptism, and then you're going to be named again at your confirmation. And I've attended many a confirmation here, and during COVID, I did a lot of those confirmations. And then I did weddings. I look at all the couples out there. I did quite a few of the weddings out here, of couples out here. And one of the nice things about a wedding is, how are they going to be introduced? What is their new name as a couple? I get to introduce that. So names permeate the church, and they permeate our lives. I mean, when you want to meet someone, what's the first thing you want to know about the person? You want to know their name, right? You want to know their name, of course. If you want something to get to know you, you introduce yourself by your name. Okay. Because the name represents us. It represents who we are. It really does. And when I reflected on the names, especially names as they're used in the sacraments of baptism or confirmation or even sacrament of marriage, on the first hand, of course, my initial inclination is that, well, now this is how we are known. It's all true. It's all very, very true. But the truth be told, God knows you whether you have a name or not. God will never forget your name, but even if you never were named, God would still know you. God would. So the importance of the name that you're going to pick as your confirmation name, the importance of your baptismal name, isn't that God was going to know who you are. It's so that you can know God better. That's what it is. Because if you're baptized John or if you're baptized Mary, God knows who you are. But that John and Mary now has a special relationship with God, so they have an opportunity, because God is present in their life, to get to go God even more. Names are important insofar as they open up our lives to the presence of God in our lives. And it's not always an easy journey. No, it's not. I can give you a humorous example. Maybe some of you might not think it's so humorous, but let's say my name was Joe, and, you know, but I could tell that if I did something wrong, the way my mother or dad would say the name indicated whether I was in trouble or not. Anybody have that experience? Tell me the tone of the voice, you know. Same name. Yeah, how we say it means a lot, doesn't it? How we hear it means a lot. Well, I believe to the bottom of my soul that everyone here is a child of God. And everyone was named so that they can deepen that relationship with the Lord. And just like any relationship, the people you know the best are the people you spend the most time with. It begins with our family, then our extended family, our friends at school, and it grows out from there. What's also true, spending time with God, praying every day and talking to God. And if you don't want to use any formal prayers, just sit and talk to God. It really does work. And you'll find that the more time you spend with God, the more you'll get to know God, who very much is wanting to share himself with all of you. So this is an exciting school year. I'm happy for all of you that are here, especially for those preparing for the sacrament of confirmation. But even if you're in a year or two before, give some thought, because you're going to have to pick a name. You're going to have to pick a name. And remember, the name is not just about something about yourself, which is true, but it'll exemplify something in that saint's life that makes you want to learn more about God.